Avos Perkei, Mishnah Chaf Beis 522, the second to last Mishnah, and some Mishnahs is 525. Here we have Ben Bagbag. Ben Bagbag was not his name. Ben Bagbag, like the next taught of the next Mishnah, Ben Hehe, was a convert. This was a name that was used to disguise identity because it was dangerous, perhaps, to be a convert, and they were looking for him. He lived in the time as a Hillel Hazaken. And Ben Bagbag here and Ben Hehe will follow, both have Mishnahs that are written in Aramaic. This is highly unusual, of course. Why that would be, perhaps it's the language they spoke, perhaps they wanted that their message should be understood by the masses because the masses spoke Aramaic, not Hebrew, so it should be widely accessible to all of them. Here Ben Bagbag says, Hafachba v'hafachba, delve into it or turn it over and turn it over, decholaba, because everything is within it. This is referring to the Torah. Uvatecheze, and in it you will see, I'll explain in a minute. Vesiv uvaleva, and grow old and worn out with it. Umina lo tezua, and from it don't move. She'ein lecha mida tova hemena, because there's no portion that you will not have any portion greater than it. So Ben Bagbag here is talking about the virtues of the Torah and Talmud Torah and the obligation to learn Torah throughout one's life till the end, and to focus his efforts, his intellectual efforts towards Talmud Torah, to the exclusion of other things. So here he says, hafachba v'hafachba. That means to turn it over and turn it over. In the time of the Mishnah, of course, they learned Torah from scrolls, and turning a Torah scroll would probably be just turning it around, front and back. But it means to delve into it and to plumb the depths. What you learn when you're 5 years old and 10 and 15 is not the same you can learn when you're 45 and 50 and 55. So keep going, looking for more and more. Tekulaba, because everything is in it, meaning that everything there is to know, worth knowing, is in the Torah. Many Rishon even talk about, even, you know, you can see lots of the things you call, you know, general studies could be available to learn from the Torah. And the Maharal speaks out how because histalka b'raisa or bara alma, because Hashem looked into the Torah and created the world, it's sort of like the DNA of the universe, so to speak, and therefore it's like the source code, and you can understand the world from understanding the Torah itself. Uvatecheze, and in it you will see. Rambam learns this means you'll see the truth. You'll understand what's true from understanding the Torah. It's another approach, which is essentially you sort of see with it, kind of like looking at the world through the framework of the Torah, like, you know, Torah lenses. That's the way one should see the world. Visiv uvaleva, and you can grow old with it and worn out with it. The Torah will outlast you, and there's never a shortage of what you can learn from it. So keep on learning until the very end. Umina lo sezua, and don't move away from it. This is a caution against saying, oh, I've learned all the Torah I need to learn, and now I can move from Chachmas Yisrael to Chachmas Yavan, to other, you know, to the other sciences and studies, to move away from it. This position here is not to move from that. There is a Gemara talks about the Asher of Yeshua, when they can learn, teach Yavanas, teach Greek, and he said, well, yeah, it's okay, but not when it's, you have to do it when it's neither night nor day, Yom or Laila, because the pasuk says v'higisa bo, meaning you have to learn the Torah yomam v'laila, so we have to find another time to do it. Others restrict it. It's like where you can't learn Torah, like for example in the washroom and the like. In any case, there are different traditions in the Jewish life about the role that secular studies play and the propriety of having those studies. Many of our sages really are expert in studies outside of Torah, but whatever the case is, the Mishnah's position here is to not move away from it, Torah itself. She'ein lecha mida tova hemenu, because there's no portion better than it, meaning in terms of what you can maximize the best usage of your time, in terms of what you should be studying, there's nothing better than the Torah, both in this world and the next world, and therefore focus your efforts specifically on Talmud Torah.